Good morning. October the 2nd, 2013. It's 6:23 a.m. 17 and a half minutes on the first mile. I just heard from Endomondo, which isn't too bad. I think the title of today's show is I got up this morning feeling fairly sick. Sick to my stomach. It's I suspect a combination of greasy food last night, a habit I need to get out of, and lack of sleep. I didn't get home last night from play rehearsal until 10:45 or so, and then it was a few more minutes till I could take my pills and get my pajamas on and go to bed. And then, because I was still kind of wired from being out, I didn't fall asleep right away, and had a restless night. So I'm feeling barely with it. I have an uncomfortable feeling that I'm going to get home and find my younger daughter, who's supposed to go to school today, likewise barely with it. She really does need to go to school. I really need her to go to school. I really need to record today. Clicking, I don't know what it is. Maybe if I put the phone in my pocket, it won't. I'll do that, or perhaps I can stash the extra cord here somewhere so it's not swinging. So I also got my schedule yesterday, last night, for Mile High Con, 18th to the 21st, down in Denver. It was, I'll be frank, it was a little disappointing. Because the two panels I got put on were homework panel, which is a 2-hour session helping the younger attendees with homework. And it's basically a workshop panel where the kids all congregate in one room and there's a few adults in there to supervise them. And what they're supposed to be doing is working on homework. Yeah. I can see this as being a really popular session. And while I really don't mind working with kids, it's sort of like, yeah. So we'll see. It could be fun. It could be a blast. It could be something spectacular. And the only other one I found my name on was NaNoWriMo. Session. And I find it very curious, because there were sessions that I should have been on. There are sessions that I signed up for, sessions that I have some relatively coherent information about. There are at least two podcasting sessions. There's at least two self-publishing sessions. No, not on them. So, I don't know, this is like the second year in a row where, last year I don't think I was on a single session. I don't think I even got on a single panel last year. No, that's not true, because last year was... Yeah, I'm pretty sure last year was the Sherry Priest panels. So, yeah, I did get on panels last year. Again, there weren't very many. It was like one or two. I think one of the problems is that there's so many authors that attend. And, of course, they all attend so that they can do author signings and author readings and all of those kinds of local promotion things that I really have no interest in and which I really don't think serve the greater good in terms of actual numbers of contacts. There's a truck coming. So for people who are looking for the onesie, twosie, the fivesie, tensie connections over the course of the weekend, sure, this is pretty good. I see a lot of the mainstream people who are looking to help promote their books by attending these things because, for the most part, the mainstream people have day jobs that they need to do. So they're not writing full-time, so they're not... They're really trying to maximize the numbers, and most of them don't have sales numbers as good as I do. So yeah, there is that. I had a go around yesterday about SEO. Also, I had an interaction with a guy who was pimping Google Plus and how important authority and author rank is for people who are creating content. Now, I was put on the writer's discussion group, and it really boiled down to get more Google juice, use more Google products. I mean, that was really the nuts and bolts of it. It was the fine print of it. It was the... You know, too long didn't read, and it was really long. I thought I could get long-winded. I know I can get long-winded. This was a monster. There's nothing in it that was bad. There's nothing in it that was inappropriate. There's nothing in it that was that I really would argue with in terms of building a web page audience, in terms of building up social presence. Other than the fact that it was focused heavily on Google and Google Plus and Google products and using Google Hangouts and plus one-ing everything and backlinking to your blog. And it did actually mention that the right way to do this is to have a repository that's your own that your identity can then pass on authority based on linkages to your blog, which is sort of like a replacement for PageRank in the new Google infrastructure. So I took a little bit of exception with the idea that this is important for authors. He didn't specify nonfiction authors. He didn't specify service providers like editors. He specified all authors in order to facilitate discovery. And of course, my opinion of that is mostly bullshit. Not to put too fine a point on it, but bullshit. And that blogs are not for discovery, they're for collection, they're for concentration, they're for having a place that you can point people to in all of your works so that you can collect all of those people who know about one of your works and point them to the rest. Now, the reality is that this only works for people who have the rest. It only works if you have a backlist with one title who are trying to desperately to be discovered and promote their work, etc., are hamstrung, not because they are obscure, although that's a factor, but because they have nothing to be unobscure about. They have literally, well, not literally, but almost nothing to promote. I use the mantra, backlist is your lover. The lover's too short, you can't get much purchase. And it's really that simple. I was talking to a gentleman who was trying to figure out keywords for his Amazon book because he's not getting any traction with his book. Monk Pull. And I understand. Book's been out, almost 2 years, and has sold probably 10 copies in 2 years. So to say that he's discouraged is an understatement. And what he's trying to do is tune his keywords so that he shows up in various places on Amazon's various lists, where they now use keywords to collate and rank in ways that they never used to do before. So the problem was that he called it SEO, and I thought, like, what? You were doing what? You're tuning your keywords to help with discovery? And we had a little chat back and forth, and I understand what he was doing now, and that's not SEO. At least, it's not SEO in the classic sense of SEO. Search engine optimization. So it was an interesting conversation with him, and I understand his frustration. I understand where he's coming from. And I put up a long post about SEO and what it is and what it isn't, and how it's different depending on what you write. That SEO is primarily a discovery tool. It's what it's primarily intended for. It's to use keywords to fool people and to fool people who are looking for something on the web to find you instead. And that's ultimately, if you look at all of the SEO stuff, that's ultimately the point. It's inbound marketing. It's position yourself to be where people are looking. And the problem is that for fiction authors, there are at least three problems, the most important of which is that people don't look for hardware at the grocery store. And that capitalizing or tuning SEO for your author website in order to capture those people who are looking for books like yours has a significant problem, because people don't Google for books. I don't have any data to support this, but it makes such logical sense, I can't imagine how you would even study it. But I'm convinced, and I realize that this is just an opinion. It's not fact, but it's an opinion that when people want to read a book, when people want to buy a book, people find themselves in a position of, I need something to read. They don't go to Google and search for science fiction weird. They go to Amazon, or maybe they go to Goodreads, or maybe they go to Barnes & Noble. Maybe they go to wherever it is that they buy books from. The point is, they go to the bookstore. They don't go to general search. They don't go to places where SEO applies. They don't go to general search. They go to the bookstore. And that's because they want to buy books. And they know that the place to buy books is not in general search. The place to buy books is at the bookstore. The place to discover books is at the bookstore. And so, you know, we had a little chat, and people were quite supportive of the supposition that SEO, as commonly practiced, is largely bankrupt. It's not to say that you shouldn't do some common sense things to help position yourself in meaningful ways, like putting your name as a meta descriptor, putting your name in the metadata of your website, so that when your website does get indexed, your name and perhaps your characters' names and perhaps some key aspect. I have Solar Clipper as one, for example. And it's the Solar Clipper diary, and so there's a lot of overlapping redundancy that allows the search engine indexing tools to find and attribute my work to me on a regular basis. So, yeah, it works out. But that's not discovery. That's so that people who are looking for me find me. It's not people who are looking for something else find me. And that's what, and that's where I choke. That's where I have so much trouble with SEO, because that's where almost everybody who tries to get me to do SEO wants me to go. It's that find keywords that are popular. Not keywords that apply to you necessarily, but keywords that are popular. And use those keywords in ways that people who are looking for those will come to you. Now, you know, I grew up with general search, and I grew up with false hits, and I grew up with the web in the time when keyword stuffing was the thing. You buried a lot of keywords so that people who were looking for all kinds of stuff, very popular stuff, mostly having to do with pornography, would find your stuff. They would find your webpage. Your site would show up. And you go to a site that's, you know, it's about, I'm looking for information about coronal mass injections, and what I get is a whole collection of places that, well, it's not a good one, because it's not a typically popular one, but it was really common to have keyword stuffing in blog posts, in websites, so that you would go to a place that was supposed to be one thing and just get there and discover that it's another. And it's one of the reasons that Google changed a lot of the ways that it processes keywords, like processes metadata. It's why it grants a higher level of authority to pages that actually use the keywords, that actually have that content in them, rather than just have them as metadata. So as a result, my pages probably don't rank as high, because I don't put Nathan Lowell in the body of my books, body of my posts. I don't put Solar Clipper in every post, although it is part of the URL. So we had a big conversation yesterday about SEO, which I thought was pretty interesting. I didn't have anybody from the marketing guru side come back and argue with me, which was interesting too. Because usually I'll get two or three of those who, oh, well, you don't understand how SEO works. Actually, yes, I do. Thank you. I mean, it convinced me that I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that I've got it down. What else did I talk about yesterday? Oh, I actually did a lot of work yesterday. I did some writing, I did some editing. I did a blog update on NathanLowell.com. I didn't do any anywhere else. Probably should. That's the other thing. People who don't use RSS readers, who use lists of bookmarks and waste time every day visiting all the places that they want to follow. This is so stupid. It is so ridiculous. I can't believe that people do it. But the reality is, it's because they don't know any better. 18 minutes? Almost 19 minutes in the second mile. Oh, crap. Yeah, I'm barely dragging. I'm just hauling my sorry carcass around in the loop. But I'm out. I'm walking. I'm doing it. I'm trying to distract myself by talking, so I don't think about wanting to hurl. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll feel better, and we'll talk to you then. Oh, and following this podcast, I'm going to tack on the promotional trailer, the audio trailer for Dan Sawyer's new project, Crudrat. It's a Kickstarter. You might check it out if you're interested. And I'll put that in the... I'll append that to today's podcast. So, yeah.
Deep in space, in the bowels of the wheel, they run. Meet Mara, crud rat, born to slavery, trained to run, to jump, to clean the great machines that drive the world. And when puberty strikes, expelled, exiled, set adrift to starve and die. From the mind of Gail Carriger, the author of Soulless, comes the story of one girl without a home, and one monster chained and ransomed, and their relentless struggle to win their freedom. Gail Carriger's Crud Rat, a full cast production directed by J. Daniel Sawyer, the Parsec-nominated producer of Down from 10 and The Antithesis Progression, with original music by composer Danny Shade. Gail Carriger's Crud Rat. Kickstarting now. Get involved at www.crudrat.com.